Another business note, there's no more BS on the New York Stock Exchange. You may take issue with that, but BS was the official listing for Bethlehem Steel. For almost 100 years, BS appeared on the exchange. Yesterday was the last day. Bethlehem Steel's price per share had sunk to less than $1 in recent months, so now it's become an over-the-counter stock. A long way from 1928. Then Bethlehem Steel was one of the 30 companies included in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, along with the likes of Standard Oil, Nash Motors, and Victor Talking Machine.
The results of the 2002 Nail Olympics are in. Not the two penny nails that get hammered into drywall, the nails that grace the end of our hands. Digit decoration has grown into a $6 billion industry in this country, as well as a fine, if ephemeral, art. Five dozen Michelangelos and Louise Nevilsons of the fingernail world competed in the mixed media event. The winner was Laura Scott of Valencia, California. She was also last year's champion. Debbie DeGrasse Grummond was one of the judges at the competition in Las Vegas, and she joins us. Debbie, describe Laura Scott's winning entries.
They were three-dimensional without being really three-dimensional. She had fashioned two nail tips together, dripped water into them to make it like there was water inside the nails, and then she had painted coral on the back of the nails and on the front of the nails, as well as fish and orcas. And so when you tilted the nails or the hands, it looked like there was, and there was, water moving around inside the nails as if the fish were actually in the water. They were fabulous.
So it looked like 10 little snow globes, right?
Exactly. They had glitter and water. Exactly.
What were some of the other ambitious entries?
One of the girls had done what looked like scrimshaw on nails. You know what scrimshaw is?
Sure, that carving on what used to be ivory.
Yeah. Correct. She had made the nails look like ivory, and then she had scrimshawed into actual gel. And her theme was a Moby Dick type thing. And we had people who did ancient art across the nails, and they made the nails and the art look ancient, cracked, and there was lots of flowers coming up off the nails and vines and wizard type stuff with the Harry Potter and, of course, the Lord of the Rings thing out right now. There was one girl who did a chapel type thing with she created people on all the fingernails.
Yeah.
And she made the hands themselves look like a church. You know, when you were a little kid, you did that. Here is the church, here is the steeple, you know, open the doors and see all the people. The artists are, they're truly spectacular.
Now the models, can they use their hands or fingers while these competitions?
No, and some of them aren't functional afterwards either. I mean, you have to take them off. There's no way you can function with things coming up off the tops of your nails.
But these are not designed to be practical.
Correct.
How long would, say, Laura's fantasy last?
I know that Amy, that was her model, I know that she had her nails on and was planning on keeping them on for 2 or 3 weeks.
She doesn't type or have to use the phone.
Actually, her model is a manicurist also. So.
How competitive is this?
It's very competitive. I mean, when you go and you see who's competing, you're like, oh, no. Oh, no, that person's competing. Oh, no, I hope I can beat that person, you know. It's very competitive.
What did Laura Scott's nails look like?
Oh, her own nails?
Yeah, what did Laura's own nails look like?
She had one hand done, which looked just like what she was doing on her model. And the other hand, she had no nails on.
Wow. How did she work with those little aquariums on the end of each finger?
She's just used to it.
Debbie, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Debbie DeGrummond was a judge at this year's 2002 Nail Olympics in Las Vegas, Nevada.